USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders. We have to stop drugs and crime and criminals and human trafficking, and we have to stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop.
President Trump's reaction as attorney generals from 16 states have filed suit over the president's declaration of a national emergency on the southern border. After traveling to Syria and becoming a member of ISIS, a woman from Alabama says she wants to come home. Former ambassador to the UN, Bill Richardson, tells Fox News he's not too sympathetic of what this woman did.
ISIS is our worst enemy. I don't think we need to cut her any slack. Now, there is a due process that needs to be followed. I would presume she would be tried by a military court. Maybe she can provide some valuable information, intelligence.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A new major winter storm is bringing freezing rain, snow, and sleet to areas of Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, and up to 10 inches of snowfall as far east as Pennsylvania. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
That freezing rain is causing a moderate risk of flash flooding. David Roth is a forecaster at the Severe Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland.
Our forecast is still for a significant amount of freezing rain along the Virginia-West Virginia border, and also for heavy snow for eastern West Virginia, western Virginia, northwest Maryland, and southern Pennsylvania. We're still calling for 6 to 10 inches of snow.
More questions and answers regarding the case of 3-year-old Aliana Bliss dying. Her mother was charged with neglect and abuse and is being held on $50,000 bond in custody in an Ely, Nevada jail. Her next court date is set for April. Meanwhile, Aliana's father continues to be questioned as well by the FBI. This is USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
New York, California, and at least 14 other states are suing the Trump administration over the emergency declaration the president made on Friday regarding our southern border. Congress has also said they'll take action. USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny, though, on what Congress has to do to rescind this order.
In order to rescind a declared emergency by the President of the United States, they have to pass a joint resolution, and the president has to sign that also. So originally they didn't have to do that, but in 1985 an amendment came out where not only the Congress has to rescind it, but the president has to agree to rescind it by signing it. So the odds of anything getting rescinded that the president declares as an emergency act is slim.
And if this case does make it to the Supreme Court, Penny, on when we can expect that to happen?
Well, it depends upon the Supreme Court and how quickly they want to take this up. But if it goes through the normal process, it could be all the way to 2020, the election. But the odds of someone winning and trying to claim that President Trump cannot declare an emergency, my general overview is that that is going to be slim. President Bush has done it. President Clinton has done it. President Obama has done it, and there was no issues. It's just a political issue here that they don't like what he's using the declared emergency for.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.